Morning, everybody. As Sean mentioned, my name's Donovan. I'm 22 years old, born and raised in Vancouver, here in Vancouver, BC. Currently in my fifth year at UBC in the Faculty of Arts studying English Literature. Now, at this point, I'm projected to graduate by the end of this year. That would be June. I've got probably one more course to fulfill that graduation requirement, but I'm kind of at a fork in the road, shall we say, where I'm deciding whether or not to stick around another year, maybe take a course, work, and figure out whether I'm going to continue competing in swimming or not. That's, as well as being a student, I have for the past 6 years, just about 7 years now, been a member of the Canadian National Paralympic Swim Team. My first major competition was in Sydney in 2000, the Paralympics, where I won a bronze medal in the 200 individual medley. That's all four strokes put together, butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, freestyle for all the non-swimmers out there. I had some other competitions, world championship, a competition in Argentina about 4 years ago, where I won 5 golds and 1 silver. And I was in Athens for the Paralympics in 2004, where I won a silver in the 400-meter freestyle, a silver again in my 200 individual medley, and a bronze in the 100-meter freestyle. Most recently, back March of 2005, I was selected to be one of 6 disabled athletes, or as we call them, SWADs here, swimmers with a disability, to be a part of the able-bodied team going to the Commonwealth Games in Melbourne, back to my first ever international competition, back to Australia again. Where although I didn't win any medals, I did get a best time in one of my 2 races and had probably one of my favorite tours from the time of my life in Australia, which is by far my favorite country to compete in sport. At this point, I'm kind of just trying to decide whether or not to continue or not. Leading up to the Athens 2004, it was a real tough year, not so much physically, but mentally, emotionally. I'm just not sure if I want to go through that again. So by this summer, I'm going to decide whether to go for Beijing 2008. And if so, I would go there, be there end of August, early September 2008. But I'll come to that decision hopefully in the next 6-8 months. Other than that, I've also been involved in skiing since the age of 3. Absolutely love downhill skiing, one of my favorite most freeing feelings in the world. I'm doing a race program up at Grouse Mountain, learning how to ski through gates with a friend of mine who's just learned how to become a guide and thought of taking it to the next level in terms of Olympics in skiing, although I haven't quite decided how far I'm going to take that yet. I love it as a sport so much, just free skiing, just for the fun of it. I'm not sure if I'd want to compete, but I absolutely love going up to Whistler whenever any chance I get. Before I get to school, one more thing I'm working on is a business venture, and some of you might be interested in this. My dad and I are in a partnership with the president of the Beat 94.5 here in the city, and we're in the process. We've just recently been approved by the CRTC, the radio governing body here in Canada, to purchase a low-power FM frequency up in Whistler, which is we're going to use for tourist information. Basically, nothing too exciting. It's not the kind of station you want to listen to all day, basically playing loops of tourist information, like what to do, where to go in Whistler, all that kind of stuff, hour after hour, and possibly some other programming like old-time radio stuff overnight. So I'm very excited about that. We're just getting that off the ground and going right now. So that's basically what I do in my spare time in life. But, of course, you can't get anywhere without education, and that's why I'm here to talk to you today. University, for me, it's an interesting time because I'm sure some of you high school students have been told that these are some of the greatest years of your life. And, you know, they really aren't. High school is great, high school is fun, but in retrospect and looking back on it and looking forward to where I am now, these have been the greatest years of my life. University is a time of growth, of personal change, of development, of making friends, a time where, you know, you start to really figure out who you are as a person and how you fit into the community around you and sort of come out of your shell and become somewhat of who you are the rest of your life. Like, of course, you never, you know, people are not static characters. We're constantly changing, we're constantly evolving. But I think it is in university, in these years, where you figure out who you are as a person and what drives you, what motivates you. You know, high school did a fair bit to prepare me for university. And I think I'm coming from a somewhat of a different standpoint than other people here. I went to a private school, an all-boys school, St. George's here in Vancouver. And really great experience. I was involved in the swim team there. I stayed on the honor roll virtually my entire high school career. Dabbled in debating and Model United Nations and public speaking. But I think the thing that prepared me for university the most throughout high school was just the act of time management and learning how to write. In university, the one thing that's different from high school is it's up to you. In high school, in elementary school, you know, in life, if you don't have something done at a certain time, you know, people are going to ride you with it. They're going to say, you know, why isn't this done? It was due tomorrow. It was due tomorrow. It was due yesterday. You know, come in for a detention and finish it off. You're getting 5% off. All those kind of things. In university, that doesn't happen so much. Of course, yes, you do get marks deducted if you don't hand things in on time. But the one thing that I learned in high school was how to work and how to meet those deadlines. Because as a private school, we had a fair bit of work to tackle on a yearly basis, on a weekly basis. Now, of course, there was more reminders and more, you know, this should be in at a certain time or else. But you learn to deal with that, and you learn to set your own deadlines and to pace yourself. And if need be, as the case seems to be more and more for me these days, ask for an extension, ask for extra time if you need it. The second point I'd have to say with high school is learning to write. I think one of the most crucial things for me, like I'm sure it's different for people in, say, math or science, but if you're in the arts and the humanities, especially for me in the field of English literature, the skills I learned in high school about good writing really stood me in good stead for university. Of course, it's not perfect. Like, I remember getting some of my first year papers back, and even now getting papers back, and, you know, there'd be errors in arguments, errors in grammar, but what was taught to me in high school, how to take the writing to, I guess you could say, a higher level, how to think outside the box, how to sound eloquent, how to write eloquently, really is an important skill for university. Research skills, I'd have to say, would be second to that. Now, I'm not sure if any of you have had this, but we started rather early in high school. In grade 10, I remember we wrote our first ever university-style paper, which basically means rather than just writing a paper, writing down our own ideas with a bibliography at the end, we had to cite our sources throughout the paper. For instance, if you were to, say, have a quote from Shakespeare, you'd put in Shakespeare and then the name of the play, the act, and the scene right at the end of the sentence. A lot of people, I remember going into first year university in my class, were panicking. Nobody had learned that in high school, how to write a proper university paper. And so that was a huge learning curve for them. How to cite sources, how to make a proper works cited list at the end of a paper. And for me, that had been second nature. I'd been doing that for 2-3 years already. So it was one less school or less skill to worry about. So that's one thing that high school really did well to prepare me for university. I guess the other thing, and this is kind of coming from personal experience from high school, that maybe didn't prepare me as much, and coming from a private school, is I didn't have intensive O&M throughout my 5-year high school career. I knew my school, I knew some basic roots, but it wasn't something that was drilled into me for 5 years. So coming into university, a big campus like UBC, and having to learn a bunch of new skills, it was certainly a fairly huge learning curve the first couple of first year, just figuring my way around the campus. And you're gonna love this. The thing with UBC is, like, I learned the campus in the first 2 years, and then they have to go and dig up the bus loop and put it in a whole different area, which is fairly inaccessible. So I'm kind of disappointed in myself now that I'm not quite as independent as I used to be in those first 2 years, just because of where they put stuff, and because, you know, they're constantly under construction, building new buildings, digging up streets. So it's a fairly challenging campus to get around. But I think if that's one thing I could change about my high school experience, it would have been maybe to focus on some of those skills more before heading off to university. It hasn't really stopped me. I've got to say, and I'll maybe come to this later, that my O&M is still, you know, pretty pathetic. If I was in a paper bag with both ends cut off, I probably wouldn't be able to find my way out. I've learned a skill which some would frown upon, some would applaud. I call it dependent independence. Basically what it means is I kind of have a system. And sure, I could find my way to most of these classes by myself or get lost and try to figure the way. And I do that sometimes, but I figured out that, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting lost because you get to meet a lot of people that way. So I kind of have a system set up where I, you know, befriend certain people in one class and say, hey, I'll, you know, walk with me, you know, and they usually offer because that's what people tend to do. They offer to walk with me to the next class or to the next stop, and I, you know, get to chat with them and befriend them some more. And then the same thing will happen with another person throughout the day. So it's kind of like these shifting groups of people that I run into and meet. And yeah, it's great socially because I'm a social person. I enjoy talking. I enjoy getting to know people. It doesn't work for everyone. What works for me, I must say, would not work for maybe Johnny or for Jen or for anybody else here on the panel. It's just the method that I find is most expedient and quickest, and, you know, gets me out there meeting people at the same time. So that's how I found getting around university. I guess trying to think of what really surprised me, because that was one of the questions. What surprises you the most about university? And I can't really think of anything. Maybe just how big a world this really is, especially a place with UBC, like with 20 or more, some on 1,000 students. You get there, and the first day of UBC is called Imagine Day, Imagine UBC. And it's basically, I'm not sure if your schools have ever done pep rallies or kind of school spirit days, but it's basically that kind of thing at the university level. And there's thousands of students packed into an auditorium, and the president speaking to them and getting everybody riled up and everybody, you know, excited about going to UBC. And there's pamphlets handed around, and there's lists of clubs that are available, lists of different activities you can become a part of, so many different classes you can take. It's really overwhelming. And I think that's the thing that surprised me was, wow, coming out of high school, yeah, there's definitely a group of clubs, a group of activities. But to go to a place where you may not meet the same person at the same place at the same time every day, where people are constantly moving in and out, and at one evening, at one time, at one building, there might be, you know, four or five different activities going on at the same time, it can be somewhat overwhelming. And it's only recently, in the past couple of years, that I've tried to even scratch the surface of what's all going on around me at UBC. So I guess that's the one thing that surprised me. Maybe just the other thing, and I'll come to this somewhat later, is just how accommodating professors can be.
Can I give you a 1 minute warning?
Oh, we almost done? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'll skip to my three points. First thing, advice I would give, communication. That's key. If you have a professor, email them several days before the class, several weeks before the class, telling them who you are, what your disability is, what you need. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to come back to you and be more than willing to help you out and support your needs. And it's helped me so much all the time throughout my university career. Never had a problem. My second advice would be just to get yourself out there. You know, you can go to university, you can come home and just go to school every day. It gets kind of boring after a while. Once you discover a group, a clique, some sort of thing to be a part of, a club, that's where you can really shine. I joined a fraternity last year on campus, and it's not all about parties and drinking and all that. It's so much more. It's a group of guys who share common beliefs and ideas and views on the world, and it's a doorway, a gateway into so much else that is going on around campus. So I'd say that join a club, join a group, fraternity, sorority, whatever's on your campus. And probably third, just develop some methods. What works for me may not work for you. You'll figure that out as you learn to know yourself and know your school in the first 6 months to a year. Be true to yourself and just be true to those methods that you develop. That's all I gotta say. Thank you.
Questions for Dava?
If you're going to email the professor, how are you going to find out the email from the professor?
How do you find out the email address of the professor? Well, it's fairly simple. UBC, and I'm sure other schools do too, have a directory. And when you're registering for courses, it says the name of the professor that's teaching the course. Then you go back to the university directory and type in the name, and it should come up with at least an office number and probably an email address. If they're a new professor, then you may have to contact the head of the department, the secretary, who will pass your message on to that new professor, so when they get up and running with email, they either call you or send you an email back. So that's actually fairly straightforward in 95% of the time.
Okay, thank you. Sharita?
I had two questions. Number one, so when you first went to university, how many courses did you take and how was the course load?
I took a kind of a unique program. It was basically a 24-credit program, which involved three courses. That's not your standard program. This is a first-year program at UBC, not around anymore, called Foundations, which is basically three different courses, team-taught by three professors each course. You're in a lecture each week and a seminar for each course. Your seminar group stayed the same 20 people for all three courses, so kind of like high school almost, but just kind of a step up. So I basically stuck with those three courses, 24 credits for my first year. And the majority, the maximum I would suggest taking is four. Even with four, I don't always complete all the work all the time. I think if you're maybe moving out of home and living on campus for the first time, I've lived at home my whole university career. I'm just 15 minutes away, so I've just stuck with that. But if you're maybe on your own for the first time, maybe getting a dog, whatever, some sort of life change, I would say take two or three. But I'd say the more, the better. I'm one of those people that the busier I am, the more I tend to accomplish. I've accomplished way more of taking four courses than certain terms. I've gone away for swimming and taken two courses, and then nothing gets done.